Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Logan, live, back, GTC 2026. I'm not sure what day it is, all kind of bleeding together, if I'm being real honest with you. So, Arijit, with Able, we've been here before. We actually spent, last week together.
Yeah.
So, but for those that don't know, one, introduce yourself, give them a little background, and then kind of a high level of what Able does.
Fantastic. I'm Arijit, I'm the founder and CEO of Able. Before this, I started something called BeyondCore, which became Salesforce Einstein Discovery. What Able does is empowers any business user to build agents of their own. So at State of Nebraska, we had them build 222 agents in 90 minutes with 36 people. So just empowering anyone to build agents very, very quickly.
I love that. That's like the most concise thing you've ever said in your life. I love it. So big news, GTC. Couldn't talk about it last week, but NVIDIA's announced a few things. You've announced a new things. Let's focus on what is new in the Able platform as of basically Monday.
Well, so you heard Jensen's keynote where he was talking about the importance of OpenClaw and how it's important to make it enterprise ready. So NVIDIA announced something called NemoClaw that we were early adopters of, but NemoClaw secures the agent. What about consistency? So imagine your CEO and your CFO ask the same question and they get different answers. They're not going to like that. Or what about if I'm going to run a bunch of agents at scale? What will that do to my business KPI? How do I optimize that? That's what Able's Claw does. We actually don't just secure it. We make it consistent. We show you the impact on your business KPIs. So true enterprise Claw, and it runs on Dell today. On the GB10 that we were playing with yesterday, it runs on that today with the Nemotron 3 Super as well.
Okay. So you've integrated like Nemotron Super. But, you know, we've seen kind of the Able platform, right? What kind of expanded capabilities outside of, you know, integrating those models? But, for example, I love kind of Blue is True and all kind of the acronyms and, like, sayings you have because it makes total sense. But now that you've got kind of the NemoClaw, you have, is it AbleClaw? AbleClaw? We all got claws, baby. We all got claws. But now you have AbleClaw. What features has that added in the platform for someone to maybe say it's at, I don't know, a data scientist at like T-Mobile, for example? Like, what would they see new in the platform with these advancements?
So it's how easily you can get to the different parts of the platform, right? So the important part here is because we had already worked to how do we have business users, when they use the platform, conform to the IT requirements, right? Golden data set, golden transform, consistent reuse. These were hard problems to put in when we were solving for business users. Then we went to templates, where the templates kind of standardize best practices for the enterprise, and that's how the agents are so easy to make. Now, what we did is when our Claw is used, it's not just writing ad hoc code, which no enterprise IT will be okay with. It is actually conforming to all those 7 years of hard work we did, along with you guys for several years, to make this enterprise ready. The constraints and the controls we had on the business users now apply to the agents. So you're still initiating the creation of the agent just like you would do with OpenClaw. But the difference is it is actually using the enterprise standards, enterprise governance, consistency. So experience even simpler. You don't even have to go to the template. Just ask the question. It figures the rest of it out and then comes and says, is it okay if I do these three things? You say, yes, it's good to go.
Okay. So if you're not familiar with Able, the templates make it super easy. Like the what has changed or, you know, any of those are already pre-built. Basically now, with advancements, NemoClaw, you know, AbleClaw, all the claws. Basically, you don't even need those, which is great. Like, have you had any early, last question, have you had any early testing or any customers who have seen this? What did they do? I'm just curious. What did they, don't say names or don't get in trouble.
I actually have permission.
Okay, well then tell me.
And it was using Dell too. This is the fun part. He didn't know about this, by the way. That was not coordinated. So Baptist Health South Florida is actually doing this with Dell GB10 at the edge. And with Nebius Cloud at the cloud side, but they're doing, they didn't talk about the exact details, but the last thing they did with us was around patient rescheduling. Now they're moving to long-running agents, trying to figure out how to be much more efficient about serving their customers. But that shift to long-running agents, you're going to see that enterprise after enterprise, because just transactional agents don't create as much value as an agent that has awareness of the context, is working on the time, and then you can chat with it and adjust it. So Baptist Health was one of the earliest adopters, and it was on Dell.
I love it. It makes me very happy when people are using Dell. So that's it. Urgent, always appreciate the time. For those that don't know, where can they come to get a demo, to learn more about not only here at GTC, but like, you know, website, all of that?
Easiest is come to able.com. That's AIBLE.com. Or come find us at this booth, which is 3102 at the GTC.
All right. You've heard it first. There's Claw and Able. It's going to be great. I love it.
But our claws have protections on them.
Yeah. Well, their claws, they have rubber bands on their claws. The crustaceans have rubber bands. We're getting a little delirious. So with that, Logan, Able, GTC 2026, we're out.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.